This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Got a great side question going on today. Momentarily, I think the trial was supposed to start today. Our buddy Anne-Marie Muldoon told us that the trial for the alleged killers of then 15-year-old Sean Toomey in Mayfair that made a lot of news. Family was shopping. He went out to bring the water in after everything else was brought in, and they killed him right there. And this has gone on for 3 years or so under Larry Krasner. So we'll bring you an update with Mr. Toomey, John Toomey. Now, you can imagine the devastation of the family. There was a big event in Mayfair around this. If you can bring up Henry, it's better if you bring him up, please, here, so we don't drop anything. Anne-Marie Muldoon with us, and also Mr. Toomey, John Toomey, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mr. Toomey, John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on what is a difficult day. But how are you feeling as far as finally getting to a trial, John?
Hi, Dan. Thanks again for having me on your show. It's so hard to describe, you know. It's if we were in Texas, and basically I want these individuals wiped off the face of the earth. While we're in Philly, you know, they'll hopefully this DA, and I've talked to the assistant, hopefully they're not just going to get a slap on the wrist and wear an ankle monitor, but you know, it's, I miss my kid every day, especially when I get up, I come out in the hallway, I see a picture of him, big smiling face, or I can just be going down the highway. And, it comes to my mind, and I got to pull over for a couple minutes and compose myself. But again, I got to be there for my daughter. She's lost her brother and her two grandparents, all in a close, and she's going to school now. She actually wants to be a profiler, either for the FBI or the CIA, she told me.
So, but, John, let me ask a couple of questions. John Toomey with us. John, is the trial started, or is it being on delay again because of some shenanigan here? It's what, 2 years, 3 years into this?
It's that actually, again, very ironic. This this, the 24th of this month will be 1 year. Now, it was, again, it was scheduled for the 17th. The DA called me, or the assistant DA called me yesterday or 2 days ago, and said that the defense wanted more time. Now, I don't know how much, what they're going to do when it's only, it's scheduled for approximately a week from now. I haven't been given an actual date.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know what a week's going to do for these individuals. But, yeah, that's the status where, yeah, so it's going to, it's approximately a week from, so I guess it'd be the 24th, which is, again, we're being more ironic. That's the day my son was shot, you know,
wow.
A lot of irony.
And John, do they tell you what the DA's office, we know that Krasner never seeks the death penalty, right? Do they tell you what they would see as the parameters? It ought to be at least life imprisonment.
We're looking at, well, it's second degree murder. They're looking at 30 or 40 years.
How is it second degree murder where they killed him in cold blood as he's bringing him water?
You know, I don't know. I didn't. I assume when a first degree is when you, like, if you know, I see this individual, I don't like him, I plan it out. I think that's first degree. Second degree is in the heat of the moment. Like, you know, maybe we get into a fight and a gun comes out. And third degree is allegedly by accident.
Yeah.
They're not going with third degree. Again, I don't know what the defense's position is going to be. The DA told me that, and, you know, it seems a little bizarre that they didn't do it, even though they got one of the friends that admits he was there. There was originally three of them. They're walking up Frankfort Avenue. There's an ATM down the block. There's this woman using it, and they approach her to try to rob her. Now, once the individual saw that, one of the friends, he separated from them. And later on that night, they were all living in the same house. And they admitted to him that, you know, they killed my son. They thought it was, I don't know if you're familiar with the computer game Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I never played it. Allegedly, one of them thought it was really funny the sound my son made as he was screaming, that he sounded like one of these individuals from the game show. They thought that was really funny.
Oh my God.
Had a good laugh about that.
Yeah,
and that's kind of non.
Yeah,
sorry,
John, again, that's the type of stuff I can't imagine for the family enduring this. Let's bring in Anne-Marie Muldoon with us here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Anne-Marie, you've been very helpful throughout this, the community, et cetera. Again, this seems like the DA's office is not exactly fired up, as you and I are, to see justice done here, and how this killing, along with all the others, but this killing exemplified how out of control Philadelphia has become.
You know, John, or you know, Dom, I'm sitting here listening to John, and my heart's breaking. I think John misspoke because he's emotional. It's been 3 years.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, 3 years. Since the night that Sean left us. And he, as John said, the 24th he was shot and the family had to take him off of life support on the 25th. So his actual date of death is the 25th. But it is ironic that he may go next Monday on the 3-year anniversary of when these two kids killed his son. What gets me is how could it be second degree murder when these kids had a gun and held a lady up at the ATM moments before they shot Sean.
Right, exactly. You don't have to stalk someone. You don't have to know them. In a nanosecond, all that you have to do is determine you're going to try to kill them. If you don't kill them, it's attempted murder. If you do kill them, it's first-degree murder. So if that's what comes up in court, again, Anne-Marie and listeners, it's the Krasner people, their attorneys in Krasner, doing anything they can to mitigate this rather than justice, I mean, that John Toomey and the family deserve, and that would be the death penalty. I don't care if they're 13, 14, or whatever. They deserve
it. Well, they're adults now. They're adults at this time. They know what they did. And, you know, this killing literally changed the dynamic of Mayfair. Besides the COVID, besides, you know, the businesses changing during COVID, this killing changed the dynamic of Mayfair. We all now run to our cars. The people at Mayfair Pizza are more careful when they, you know, have customers coming in. Every pizza place on the avenue is petrified to just let somebody in to pick up a piece of pizza. It's crazy what this DA has done to our city. We can't live in fear. We should not be living in fear as we are since these incidents has happened.
Absolutely. So, John, I do hope to attend as soon as you and Anne-Marie know the date. Would love to attend and see you and, again, support and then report back to listeners what's going on here. I know it's up in the air. And finally, hopefully, you're going to get some form of justice.
Excuse me, Dom. Can we clarify, has a jury been selected yet for this trial or not?
John?
The judge.
I do not believe it has been. Okay. That's one of the things the DA said to me. He gave, like, on such and such a date, they were going to, I don't know if it was the first day or the second day, that's when they actually choose the jury.
Okay. All right. Well, to be continued, John, you have our support and listeners, certainly. And Anne-Marie, be the conduit. Just let me know, and we'll be there.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, John. Thanks for coming on today. Thank you
very much for having me on the show. God
you
bless.
Are welcome. All right, there's Anne-Marie Muldoon, John Toomey, the dads. Handling it in the past, it's been very difficult, very emotional. Can you imagine dealing with this? And just reading between the lines, what I hear here is just the DA's office, Krasner at his worst. I don't care if they were 14 or 15 and they committed this. They deserve the death penalty. Well, we don't believe in it. Okay, it's life imprisonment. That's it. Well, you know, they're throwing away the key. They're only 14 or 15. It's so tiresome. So tiresome to think. I can't even imagine as a dad. If you're a dad or mom. You can't even imagine this. And it doesn't have to happen. All right? We have an opportunity to finally rid us of Krasner. But in this case, just the system that has no sense of true justice here. And true justice would be the death penalty. I will always be for the death penalty. I don't care if Pope Francis says you're out of the Catholic Church, I'm out then. I don't care who says it. There is no reason. And again, we're talking with all the guardrails involved here. They didn't do it. Nobody does anything in Philadelphia. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. Coming up, more of your calls, and hit us with an all-time pat. In addition to that, though, cursive in Pennsylvania, that's one thing. New Jersey and their Democrats, at least one was a major Democrat. They're moving forward with this. Who is it that would oppose kids learning how to write their own name and to be able to read cursive? Oh, the NEA. Oh, the NJEA. They have no time for it. This would be a waste of our precious time. You scoundrels. You outright scoundrels. Time wasting. You're the kings of it. Are you kidding me? How about having one less ethnic parade day? One less social justice day? One less holiday off with teachers going to Atlantic City? Just let the kid write his own name on that day. What would that do? They're never going to need to do that. Oh, really? 855-839-1210. I'll give you that next on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210, coming to your calls. I mentioned that the Inquirer's got a piece that these two, one at least, is Democrat McKnight. They have a big bill, they have a push to say, of course, you can work cursive into the curriculum. They cite a couple of school districts that do it. They want it to be a statewide thing, which I agree with. Cherry Hill, Burlington Township, Winslow, Chemung, provide cursive instruction to elementary students. Because it was eliminated from the state's Common Core standards in 2010, it's unclear how many other New Jersey districts offer it. Indian Mills School, they show fourth graders begin the school year with cursive writing instruction twice a week, then shift it to independent learning later in the year. They used a program called Handwriting Without Tears to teach them basic strokes and how to connect letters. But critics in the National Education Association article on the great cursive writing debate say that times have changed. With more focus on technology, that incorporating cursive lessons would take, here, wait for it, NEA valuable time from other subjects. Mm. They also contend that students would be better served by learning typing. Well, I just would ask, why in the world are these things not possible to incorporate all this? You know, and if we analyzed and you took a look at the average school day and the wastings of times, et cetera, and again, this couldn't be incorporated. It doesn't have to be like it was way back
when.
When
was the last time you wrote in cursive? Come on.
Constantly.
No, you don't. No, come on. Give me an example.
If you write a letter, if you sign your own name, I had to sign a document worth a lot of money in cursive.
Yeah, you can learn to sign a name. You can just chicken scratch the name at this point. Why do we need cursive?
No, if you sign checks, of course you have to do it in that manner. And again, I don't have to defend why you'd have to learn cursive. I would just, the only thing that I'd ask is how big is the commitment to this of time? And the other, every study in the world indicates that if you read cursive, can read cursive better, and if you can write in cursive, then it adapts other intellectual skills. As a sidebar to this, the issue should be, there's not enough time to do that. Really?
Because I think about this. They brought up the question of typing.
Right.
I remember I started cursive and typing in the third grade, and not even halfway through the school year in third grade, we were done cursive because we had learned it.
Right.
But we typed the whole year.
Yeah.
And I can do both. Like, it's not like the end of the world.
Well, if they
typing was only once a week, too.
Right. If they want to say, all right, 15 minutes a day, we're on such a tight
and that's all it
schedule.
Was.
That's all you have to do. You know, to have some semblance of understanding this and organizing it. And again, this is Jersey pushing this now. And these are Democrats, which is surprising. But the time thing, this is an opportunity for somebody to take a look and go, wait a minute. All right, let's see what an average school day, what are the things that they're doing? Are those things the most important? And are they consuming too much time? Okay. How many holidays do you have? You want to cut back on this? How many various breaks for various things that seem to be, if you had time, it's extra, Are they that crammed? The reading and math scores don't seem to indicate that. What is the, this is more than just a time thing. The NEA doesn't like it because they think conservatives like cursive. I would admit they do. And are thinking, why in the world would this not be something you could work in? Doesn't have to be the Palmer method every day of the week for weeks on end. It could be a very limited thing that moves kids forward. I just think it's the strangest thing in the world to see this. Now, if they say, well, you know, we want kids to be engaged with technology, that's all fine too. But that emphasis versus reading and math, I don't understand then how we're that far behind. And we're going to continue to be behind. So let's see if in New Jersey, I'll be watching to see who comes out against us. And I think it'll be the usual people. And they'll say stupid stuff like time, which they really don't care about. Do you want to lengthen the school year? I really don't want to lengthen the school year. I just, in fact, I might even shorten it because I don't want to punish kids over the summer. But I think a lot of parents would think, yeah, and then do some of it at home. Some of it could be done at home. You can practice at home. Is it that big of an intrusion? And are these kids that skilled in technology? Their math is not that good. Their reading is not that good. So suddenly they're going to be great. I don't see how they would be great with technology.
The whole technology thing, I think, is an asinine argument because they're going to use technology at home in their personal lives regardless, and they're going to learn that way.
Yeah.
So this whole idea that we need to teach technology, they're already going to pretty much learn that no matter what.
Well, yeah, it's a subterfuge because if you can't teach math and reading or kids and their parents don't want to insist on it, what do you do? Say, but we're broadening technology. How are you going to do that if you don't have the basics of reading and math that are skillful enough? Is it some secret formula in the computer that you're going to divide? No, you're just not going to know too much. That's all it is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push #1210. So is this an overly burdensome thing that just conservatives like? The other point, too, and again, I'm not going to strain on this, but if you can't read the founding documents, which are in cursive, is it the same thing as reading them in some kind of printed form? I think it loses something. Well, they don't really matter. Okay, just say it. Just say they don't matter. I don't care about the founding documents, NEA, right? The NEA doesn't care about any of this. The NEA is out of control. We played you the Betsy woman or Becky Pringle, the potato chip woman, gone off here and just, they should have committed her when she was here in Philadelphia. You know about Randy Weingarten. They care about what they care about, which is the power of the union. That's the number one thing that they care about. And the drift toward progressivism, toward leftism. And they've identified handwriting as one of these conservative nut job things that they don't want in the schools. And so far, they've been sort of successful. 23 states apparently demand that you teach cursive in some way, shape, or form. 23 states. That's what we're up to. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Let's go to Chris in Westchester. And Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, Dom. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Chris.
I would like to nominate the man who came up with Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry.
Yeah, already taken off the board, though. That was my first one. Chris, do you have another?
how about Mike Patrick? He was an American football player and punter.
Okay, we'll take that. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, very much. Yeah, Patrick Henry was our first. All right, we'll get you in on that. You're going to hit us with your all-time Patrick here. By the way, Fox News over the weekend, there was a lot of back and forth. And I guess Fox News has to be devil's advocate a bit. They had Senator Bernie Moreno on from Ohio trying to justify should Trump had the Teslas in front of the White House. All right. Again, straining for the big deal on this. I don't think it was effective for Elon Musk, that display. Yeah, how many Teslas are going to sell that way? We had Charlie Gasparino on. He thought it was a bit overblown how many, how bad it is for Tesla at this point. But this has become the focal point. They see Musk as an easier target to go after than Trump. And again, these are made in America vehicles. And I'm being bluntly honest. I don't like the look of them at all, particularly the trucks. I think they're ugly. I mean, it's not for me. If it's for you, knock yourself out. But it's American-made, highly engineered, creates jobs here, and is environmentally sensitive. So shouldn't this be something you back, even if you don't like what Musk is doing with the federal government? And the answer is no. We're going to take Musk down. We're going to get Musk off this. And I'm thinking, and is this heresy? Let's say Elon Musk got tired of doing Doge. All right? I would argue I could think of much more effective people to do it because they're not as well known, because they understand a little bit more what's going on here with the federal government. So if Elon Musk said, yeah, I've done enough in this, okay. You mean to say we couldn't get teams of people to come in there, go after this, incredibly methodically push back on these rear guard actions? So if Musk isn't heading it up, are we losing anything really here with the drive to do this? I don't think so. I think we might even do better. Then what would the complaint be? Still the same complaint. They don't want the federal government to be cut no matter what. Over the weekend, too, trying to die on the hill of deporting vicious criminals, first to Venezuela, but they ended up in El Salvador. And I mentioned, and I want to talk about this one. So they intercepted at the airport in Boston this female doctor who's a big fan of Hamas coming into the country on visa. And Homan and others making the point, yo, you're coming into the country. It's our dictate. You're a visitor. You're a guest. Why are we bringing someone into the country? In other words, we're trying to say, if you are a supporter of Hamas, we're not going to let you hide behind the First Amendment. This is out of bounds. These animals are out of bounds. And if you're not an American citizen, we are going to block you or deport you. You put it to the American people in that way, you don't think this is an 85 or 80-20 issue of people saying, yeah, that's right. You're not coming into this country. You're not staying here on green cards or visas or anything else. If we know this and you're blatant enough about it, you're out of here. This is out of bounds. They're terrorist organization by statute. They're terrorist. The brutality of October 7th. Oh, I can't be supportive for that. What about the other side? What's the other side there? Tell us the other side. The Democrats really want to fight this. Some of them do. They're fighting over this doctor now. And the notion that somehow or another she's a doctor. Imagine being treated by a woman carrying all these homages to Hamas. Would you go to that doctor? No, I don't think you would. All right, phone calls on that at 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. And the big legal battle, the Supreme Court should short-circuit these things. They got to jump in here. The issue's ripe. You have a bunch of federal judges trying to run the country. Step in and rule. Do they have grounds for these deportations and these blocks coming into the country? I think they do. I think they'd win on the Supreme Court 6-3 or at least 5-4. Jump in there, get some of these cases, let's move forward on it. Let's not continue this forever. This is an opportunity for the Supreme Court to give clarity to this. And if they say you can't, well, then that's going to be a different story. 855-839-1210. Hey, I said before many times, when thinking about where we're going to go next with Roe, Sicily, that is incredibly exotic. The White Lotus, I think it was the last year on HBO or last number of years, did their whole series there. And there's a reason for that. This is the ancient crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they've all left their cultural mark. Join me, bro, you, your group, for the sun, the sea, the sand, and the unparalleled beauty. This is Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. I'll be headed to Europe again with the best tour operator in Italy, Conservative Tours. Think of that name. They know their clients, us. People told me in the last trip to Italy, it was so nice to be able to talk to people and not feel you were going to be canceled if you said whatever the political thing was. It's that sort of atmosphere. All this, $55.44, including airfare, the dining event, spectacular, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. It's all there. And the Godfather Tour. That's right. We visit locales from all three movies. Call them at 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. The crown jewel of Sicily, I'm told, is Terramina. We'll be there, of course, Mount Etna. This is Sicily. It's ancient, it's charming, it's picturesque, and it's a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca, but only if you contact Conservative Tours. Toll free right now, they'll give you all the info you need. 888-733-9494.
Those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process.
An old law? Not as old as the Constitution. We still pay attention to that, don't we?
But some would say this is...
How many more times do you plan on...
A nice line by Homan there, who over the weekend was dusting off the Pope again. And yeah, well, this law is ancient. Why are we going with this law? All right. They want to die on this hill. This is another big... By the way, the French upset at least one French politician wants the Statue of Liberty back. And Caroline Leavitt, I think it was moments ago, on the press conference of the day, said, well, you know, the French are lucky they'd be speaking German today, if not for us.
Oh.
And I remember Tom Marr, who went to Normandy, and maybe one other host over the years, talking about when you see those white crosses en masse, the Americans who died storming Omaha Beach and rescuing, liberating France. And that France has to walk very lightly. This guy's a socialist. Oh, this is the Caroline Leavitt.
Right. Different. There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back. So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Yeah, when the Europeans play this type of stuff, particularly France, there is a debt there that is huge. World War One, and then World War Two, more certainly. And when you've seen it in films, Saving Private Ryan was on again over the weekend. When you see those white crosses there, you have a sense of the loss, the cost, etc. So, you know, I think it's a fine pushback on taking away the Statue of Liberty. That's where we are. We are not going to be in a country where people that don't want to be here, they want to be here in order to erode America. That's what this Mahmoud guy at Columbia and these others want to do. They hate it. Why come here then? Because they want to erode it. This guy wants to destroy Western civilization. And I would just say to any politician, feel free to mention, what's his view on women? People espousing the Hamas, not exactly the now National Organization of Women position, I would think, by these killers. They want to come here, and now we have blocked this doctor coming to the country, and she was sent back to Lebanon. Absolutely. Cell phone and other things taken, coming here on a visa. Big fan of Hamas. Right there. That's it. This is not untrammeled. It's not like being an American citizen. You want to come here, you are going to be scrutinized. That's what a visa is all about. In the past, it wasn't. It was, we'll tell you what we want to do. We want to come here. The one woman at Columbia overstaying her visa. Columbia now being looked at by the Department of Justice? Did they aid and abet students that were here illegally, among these others?
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that this is refreshing to see this play out. The Democrat reaction to it by any number of them is to fight on this, to fight on the Venezuelan gangs. Again, this isn't even an 80-20. You can say all that you want. What about freedom of speech, Statue of Liberty, the French, the world? We're sending a message here. We're not going to have people here trying to erode this country and or aid and abet those who want to kill us. We're going to try as best we can to ferret them out. And it takes a lot to do this. I don't know how they knew about the doctor at the airport. But the CNNs, MSNBCs of the world would have you believe that doctor was, oh, without her. I think that she is a, I don't think she was a gynecologist. I think she was something with birth. So what? Here, in fact, and I played it at the beginning of the show, it's worthwhile to hear again. This is Cut 16, Dan. Here is MSNBC's, one of their hosts, Menendez, not the Menendez. They have Representative Jeffries on, and they may stop it after the initial thing. It's the question more than anything, in which she's likening what we're doing to the Japanese internment camps.
Senator Jeffries, President Trump just invoked the Alien Enemies Act to target Venezuelan nationals. We haven't seen this law be used to target a single ethnicity since Japanese internment. What are you going to do to prevent the next Japanese internment and protect Venezuelans who call this country home?
There you go. All right. First of all, we're not endorsing this on all Venezuelans. It's these Venezuelan gangs. Second of all, lady, it was FDR that did this, and you don't have anything to say about that. Illegally. Thirdly, this is not a massive numbers. We're targeting people with this who obviously are violative of this. And in the case of the Columbia guy, it was his actions, not just his speech. In the case of this doctor, it's her wholesale endorsement of Hamas. Do we want people in the country? Now, if they're American citizens, this is going to be more difficult, okay? Then they have certain rights. But do we want people in the country that constitutionally they have no protection here? Democrats are saying yes. What about their freedom of speech? Doesn't ring true here. There's a greater good here. The greater good is we don't want people that support that because we know what that means. We know exactly what it means. What kind of person would continue to do that? People that hate Israel, people that are anti-Semitic, people that are anti-American. Can't do it too much about it unless they overstep with some actions if they're American citizens. You mean to say the visceral reaction of the average American, across, even liberals, when they see these people parading around, threatening Jewish students, blocking traffic, fighting with cops, they say, freedom of speech, you got to live with it. I haven't run across even any callers that would boldly say that. They get it. We're tired of this. This is disruptive. It's un-American. It's not freedom of speech. They have no rights here. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. The great Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. And a blessed and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you, Joe. Same to you.
Thank you. My Patrick is St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And, Dom, I'd like to make a comment about this cursive thing.
Yes, Joe.
Rendering the documents in cursive simply lends them a greater air of authenticity.
That's a good point.
It does. It sets them apart. But it says this is something
though.
Major. Yeah.
I mean, you could just put it up on the Microsoft Word and make it, you know, script font.
All right, Joe, your answer to that, Microsoft. Yeah, just, you know. What do you say, Joe?
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. He's made his point, and he's off.
We both were expecting more after his answer at St. Patrick's,
too. Yeah, I expected that. He said the cathedral. He said that.
answer.
Yeah, it was a good answer.
Usually there's like a, you know, 30-second to 1 minute reasoning behind it.
You can add to that. All right, coming up, more of your calls and YouTube alert. YouTube.com/1210WPHT, the new Democrat talking point. I don't know who's advising them to do this, that almost in one breath, the language is kind of a little bit convoluted. It's a tell. Everybody would hear, wait a minute, didn't X say that? You know, if it's vaguely similar, all right, you all want to have a similar message, just put it in your own words. Oh, no. They have somebody saying you got to precisely say the magic words. And these magic words have something to do with this moment. It's like a song. You can see it on YouTube. That's coming up. And your calls at 855-839-1210. Scott Presler at 2:30 today. He's in Wisconsin. We'll get an update. Why is that so important? And if you can imagine this, due to him, mainly, Bucks County is 5 registrations away from having a plus 10,000 on the red, on the Republican side. Remember when we started this a few years ago? Democrats were plus 10,000. Now, in a matter of moments, it could be that Republicans are plus 10,000. Wow. This guy has to be captured. You know, any politician out there, you just want to turn him loose. Give him the money, let him get his staff out there and win on anything, anywhere. 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Bentz for a moment. Let's face it, most people fear the dentist. It can be minor, could be big. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack. Tears and all, Dr. Bentz and the staff worked every step of the way, gradually, very gradually, until that person is a full-fledged client now, patient of Dr. Bentz. Positive, comfortable, safe experience. And with you, if you only have a minor thing, you're going to see the Bentz difference, how comfortable this can be. Doesn't matter what that level of fear is. A little fearful, extremely anxious, you can count on Dr. Bentz and his staff for a pleasant dental experience. My dentist for 10 years. Give Dr. Bentz a call at 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of that dental work you've been putting off. Finally, get that smile that you've always wanted. 610-272-6949. The website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. All right, Dom time on St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk with Ryan Boyer, the head of the very powerful building trades unions. Look, I support this guy big time in coming on the show. We encourage you that. We have a mutual mission here, defeat Larry Krasner, Judge Dugan, since Republicans can't even put somebody up. Now, how bad is it, the Republican Party in Philadelphia, that they get away with that? Nationally, I can't tell them enough times, get rid of the whole infrastructure there. You got to do better. Philadelphia needs a Republican Party for the obvious reasons. There's a bit of a counterbalance, somewhat. And in addition to that, in Philadelphia, statewide. It's a statewide race on all these things. And there are big things coming up. I mean, it is beyond pitiful. It's beyond pitiful. Well, it's hard to tell, too. If Trump was able to break through in Philadelphia, can local Republicans do it a bit in Northeast Philadelphia? Joe Capozzi, all of 29 when he ran, was able to do it. Just think of how much different it might be. And we have to, Guy Shiraki has written about this. Places like Philadelphia is where we're going to see some changes because the suburbs are becoming more difficult. They are very much in the thrall of progressivism. Montgomery County is a perfect example. Delaware County, sadly, is becoming more and more that way. And we have Joe con artist running for DA out in Bucks that'll be heavily backed, probably by Krasner and Krasner elements and the like. So we need some playing field here. Philadelphia is one of the places where Trump broke through. Vince Fenerty is not going to break through beyond Frankfort Avenue. Even Frankfort Avenue, I don't think he could carry. How many bars are there, Vince? Let's go to Maureen in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Maureen, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Thank you, Maureen, very much.
Okay. So I wanted to give you an answer for the side question.
Sure.
And also to discuss the topic of the cursive writing.
Yes.
So what do you want first?
Give us your answer.
Okay, the short answer for Patrick is I nominate Patrick Dempsey, Mr. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I don't know about Grey's Anatomy. I know of the show, so okay. Yep, we'll put you down for that one. Okay.
He's no longer on it, but when it was really popular, he was on there, and his nickname was Mr. McDreamy.
I get where this is going. There you go. Yeah. What's your comment on the cursive, Maureen?
So my comment on the cursive is I am totally in favor of having it back in the schools because I used to work for a school in Burlington County. I was there for 25 years in administrative position, but I did some proctoring while I was there for the SAT testing.
Right.
High school kids, and they are required by the test to fill out a certification statement, and it requires them to write it in cursive. And let me tell you, all the kids that I ever proctored, there was always a lot in those, classes mm-hmm. that could not write. They had to ask me, how do you write an A, and how do you write
wow.
this letter or that letter in cursive? And I had to show them on the chalkboard how to write the letters because they did not know. And this was back, I retired in 2017, so this was even back then.
Yeah, I mean, you would think they had smart kids, SAT college, they'd be able to write their own name and fill out a few sort of in cursive.
So there's a perfect example of, yes, cursive writing is still needed and appropriate for students.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maureen, very much. Let's see if it goes through in Jersey. RFK Jr. to outline the vision for American nutrition. I'm looking at the date here. I don't see that. I hope it's today. I hope we can bring you that because I'm going to be interested to see what he puts down on paper. Coming up. Ryan Boyer, the head of the building trades, they don't support the incumbent. They're all in money, teamwork, etc. for Judge Pat Dugan, who's the opponent of Larry Krasner. We'll talk with him next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.